Jordan Sparks with Chris. Well, still coming up. Jordan Sparks with Chris Brown, No Air. But before that, I just played you some JoJo with Leave. Hey, maybe sometimes it's the best thing to do. Some relationships in jail, we are bogus. La, seba fela usi sibuya gute. Mara ses figile. But I'm no expert in this field, so we bring in the expert. We've got our psychologist, Muchenye Mangubewa. Nimacherode.
How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Muchenye. And this morning, we're talking about, you know, when we say relationships, it's not always obviously just maybe romantic relationships, or we're referring to a significant other. It's relationships with everybody within we encounter, especially those close proximity ones. And often when we bottle things up, It always affects those, the immediate circle, and then it extends and so on. So we're going to talk about the effects of bottling matters, effects of bottling emotions. But perhaps we could start off by looking at some of the reasons why people would avoid or want to avoid talking about stuff.
So for me, there are a lot of things that influences that when a person reaches a point where they decide to keep the information that they have, or they decide not to express themselves, which results into bottling up things. And in all cases, you find that what you bottle is things that you are not happy with. So a number of things affects that or influences that. One of them being personality of the person. As we all know, there are people that are so soft-spoken, people that can communicate, people that can express themselves. But we also have the opposite of those, drugged by their personality. Those that will prefer maybe to keep quiet, have small circles, struggle to communicate when they are not okay or when they're not okay with the thing. So personality being one of the second one being different circumstances where one finds themselves in. For an example, if you're in a relationship where someone is looking after you financially and you are the one always receiving assistance from that person, it also shapes you into being the receiver. And when you are a receiver, you tend to be dependent, like overly dependent on a person, to a point where it even gets difficult to express yourself about things you're happy with, because you try to impress that person all the time. I mean, this person becomes your source of your financial needs and other needs that you might have.
So this issue, yeah, personalities, I sometimes find myself so conflicted because I am not one you would expect to struggle with expressing herself. I find it easy to speak, but I'm also, I tend to avoid confrontation. Because I cry easily. So if you really touch a nerve, sometimes I'll cry because I'm extremely angry or I'm extremely happy. Either way, the floodgates can open. And then, you have a partner who is, you know, calm and is able to express themselves freely. But sometimes that can be also a little insensitive because, you know, kutsi when we are corner with express ukhulume doesn't necessarily, you know, cushion the impact that that your expressiveness can have on the other person. How do we navigate that?
Okay. It further goes down to communication, giving and receiving feedback within a relationship or in a family setting, because like you've indicated, this issue of communication and bottling up issues also covers family and other relations that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about giving and receiving feedback, it's also about how do you, like in the part where you mentioned sensitivity part of it, I can express myself about things that I'm not happy with differently compared to person A or compared to person B. It also goes with how you put words, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And mostly we don't want to make a person, mostly in a relationship. I mean, in a relationship, we tolerate so much. In a relationship, we try to make each other happy. And to a certain point, you find that person is not happy and they don't know how to say such things. So create a good environment. That's the best point. Like a good environment will be a timing that, you know, this is only me and my partner, for an example, or it's only me and my mother, for an example. There is no influence of other people. Imagine being confronted maybe with their kids. If you have a partner and your kids are there and your kids are older, obviously you encourage the other person to not look at what you're bringing on the table, but to focus on how to be defensive. So create that good timing, a good space that allows two people to express themselves without receiving any influential power from how the person can respond. And be reflective, you know.
Mm.
And also when you confront a person with willingness that this person can also point some of the things that I need to pick them as my learning points of how I've done things. Because it's also two-way thing. It's not a one-way thing.
All right. We're chatting to...
When we talk about...
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
Receiving. So I was talking about giving feedback. And when you talk about receiving feedback as well, also us as individuals, we need to be able to receive feedback rather than focusing on being defensive. We are not good at everything. There will be times where the way we say words will not be fit well with the other person. And we should be able to say that, you know.
Mm. It's all right. We're going to pick it up. You touched on kids, and there's a question here. Daphne wants to know, I have a child, I have a child that's 2 years younger than the older siblings. They're always fighting, but sometimes I don't have the capacity to speak to them. I think Daphne's referring to, you know, when we all come home with our own struggles. Sometimes I'm really, really a nice mom, and other times I'm just like a very impatient mom. So maybe we can talk about bottling emotions when it comes to children, because we teach them as well to bottle emotions, and how to help our kids also learn to express themselves, and how we can express ourselves better when we are communicating with the younger ones. We're chatting to Muchinye Mangubewa shortly after this on Rise FM.
Tell me how I'm supposed to breathe with no air.
Zano on Rise FM with Umakoti. It's 20 to 11. We're wrapping our conversation up with our psychologist Muchinye Mangubewa. Saying funa kutindi macharon, and it's still yes. Madekwana is in the afternoon. Macharon abudi. We're talking about the effects of bottling things up, and We covered relationships in the broader aspect. We covered intimate partners as well. And then you touched a bit on kids. And that's a different style of communication altogether. Daphne sent us a comment rather. I'd say, you know, she struggles with a hard day at work. She comes home and the kids are still demanding the same. Vele uyahluthuka, and you find yourself so khulume Gabi, and you hurt their emotions and they bottle things up. How do we teach young ones to learn to express themselves, and how do we, in our attempt to not bottle emotions, communicate better with younger people?
So it's important that when we communicate with children, we also communicate in a children level. Like one of the questions that was raised about coming back home, and you know, children are just there being children. And it can be difficult for one to come to that level of communicating in a children level. Mm-hmm. But it's also important that as parents, our children need to know the routines that we have. You know, sit with children, explain what you do from morning to afternoon. Tell them they need to be aware that when mom comes back from work, she comes back tired. We usually maybe find time to play on weekends, you know, things like that. The children also need routine for them to be able to adjust to. And in that way, parenting becomes much better, even in terms of communicating, because children know what is expected from them, mm-hmm. what they're supposed to do when they come back. They know the state that mom comes back home tired, you know, those kind of things. So as we communicate what we do, it's also important to explain it to children. And another one important aspect is that we usually take it for granted when it comes to listening to actively listening to children. You know, we just, they are there on our phone and they are communicating. It's also important that as we encourage communication between children and also parents must learn to actively listen to children when they communicate. They must ask them questions. If maybe they feel it's not the right time for them to listen to them, make them know that maybe now I'm busy. Can we talk about this some other time? Can we talk about this maybe after dinner, for an example? And also children, another effective way of communicating with children as well includes also doing physical things such as maintaining eye contact with the children. You know, look at the children to show that you are listening, actively listening to what the child is saying. But that on its own also encourages the child to open up, explain about how the day went. And as a parent, it's also where you tend to find a lot of things that are transferring in the child's life, like issues like bullying and so forth. You are able to pick that up quickly. But if you're not listening to the child, it discourages the child to continue to communicate. You know, the child might say, yes, we ate this, this and that. Yes, I finished my container and kept quiet. But to give the child all the attention, the child can continue to tell you how the class was, you know, the interaction with the other children as well.
I hear you, and I'm guilty of sometimes saying, hey, ngilalela ngezindlebe, ngilalela ngamehlo, because I'm cooking and I'm trying to do this. But, and by the, mama, listen with your eyes. Please listen with your eyes. So, yes, when we know better, we do better. Thank you so much for your time again this morning, Muchinye.